Start your mornings with radio's favorite morning team, Dennis and Tawny, and Good Morning Westchester. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9, right here on 1460 WVOX.
'Steve Mayo Show right here on WVOX 1460 AM in Westchester County, New Rochelle, New York. How you doing, Lou?
How you doing, Steve?
Just great. Great to be on with you again.
Thank you.
Mondays at 5:30, we go over the whole territory. We try to be local when there's relevant subjects to bring up. And believe me, this week, if you ask me, Lou, there are plenty. Of course, we'll cover the national, international as it becomes newsworthy, and there's plenty of that too. But Lou, I just got to get something off my chest.
Go ahead.
No surprise. I've been brewing this, steaming over this, percolating over this for the past month, maybe 7 weeks. DEI, diversity, equity, inclusion, CRT, critical race theory. I don't want to get hung up too much, Lou, on definitions and titles because the subject varies depending on who you talk to. But I will tell you, in my opinion, New York education is on the brink, not just public, it's private. It's affecting parochial schools, private, fancy, Tony, private academies and prep schools. I'm sure it's going to be reaching yeshivas at some point. A lot of my Orthodox Jewish friends think they are safe. They're in their little citadel of privacy and freedom, which is a great thing. It's a great aspect of American culture, but they are not safe from this pervasive philosophy which says we are a racist society, our history is racist, we were founded in racial prejudice. That's the 1619 project advanced by New York Times and other far left-wing elements of our society, of the Democrat Party. There is nobody responsible, to my knowledge, in the Democrat Party speaking up against it. But you are seeing, Lou, as I've told you in the last few days, a lot of pushback in the communities. Not so much Lower Westchester, where I believe this very, very racial conscious, and I would say ultimately racist concept of guilt infliction on whites and victimization of blacks without the necessarily voluntary support of either blacks, whites, or any racial group or any minority or ethnic group of any identity or color. It is being pushed on by a very vocal and noisy and apparently well-funded group of activists. They believe in it. One is tempted to say they're sincere. I don't know if they're sincere, but they are committed. But they are going to get some pushback, Lou. If the last week is any guidance, they are going to get pushback from every little community and the larger communities as they become aware of it, as the veil of secrecy, and more important, Lou, dear audience, the veil of intimidation and bullying, really actual bullying that is occurring in our schools. It's intellectual bullying by the advocates of victimization. You know, Lou, we've discussed this before. Marxism failed. It's failed in the world. After 70 years in the Soviet Union, it fell apart. Gladly, the Russians and their client states and their sister states threw off communism. Well, can you believe it? It's failed everywhere in the world because it doesn't work. It doesn't deliver what it promises, but it has adopted a new face, Lou, in the United States. It's called racial victimization. It's called critical race theory. It's Marxism in a sociological garb, but it still doesn't work. It's phony. It's going to fail. And the parents of America, in my opinion, Lou, are going to rise up and let it start in Westchester County, Lou, because there is a movement afoot. I saw it in person, Lou, in Carmel up county last week and in Lakeland School District near Yorktown and in Putnam County and other parts, Rye, Pelham, in Westchester County. It's brewing, it's happening, and the united people of Westchester County, black, white, in the middle, Spanish-speaking, ethnic or otherwise, against it. It's a bad theory. It's phony.
You know, Steve, this all is crazy to me, and I'll tell you the reason why. For a party that's in office now, they've built their whole party on unity. This is not unity. If you're going to true unity, you bring people together, not separate them more. And this the whole critical race theory is you're separating people more or whatever. You know, if their whole party, their whole thing that they did is based on, like I says, of unity. This is not unity. It's not unity at all. Whatever. You can't tell a kid that's in second grade or third grade who had this tragic thing over his life to live this last year and a half out of school because of this mad virus or whatever. You can't tell a kid who's just getting back into school, being around people, not wearing a mask or just maybe just still wearing his mask or whatever. You can't put that on a kid's head. Oh, your ancestors were bad or your family is bad or whatever. You can't be putting guilt trips on kids. It's totally wrong. How can you say that you're helping the situation when you're only hurting it?
It's a very good point, because let's face it, in the real world, Lou, after a year off from school, now the record varies, of course, because of our wonderfully decentralized system of education in the United States. Could you imagine if education in this country were run out of Washington, D.C., which is what the National Socializing Democrats want?
Well, that's what they want to do with police stations. They want to run and make it federal stations.
Right.
Do away with local police stations. That's their next game plan.
That's right. Planning, zoning, police action, welfare, housing, and education. The socializing Democrats would like to have it out of Washington. The American people, once they become aware of this grand, horrible, evil design, they will be against it, and they will be expressing themselves, not just Republicans, most Democrats I know, most traditional people, and a lot of immigrants too, especially immigrants, don't want a centralized bureaucracy. They want freedom. They want liberty. The tenets and the values advanced
people
in our...
to be treated equally.
In our Declaration of Independence and our Constitution, those are the values that parents want in their kids' education and in their lives, Lou. And I'll tell you, you raise a very good point. After a year of no school, or largely no school, or part-time school, remote and in-person, combined and otherwise, it's not the same thing. The kids have been shortchanged for a year.
Of course.
What better way, though, Lou, to cover up their incompetence and their failures, many educators, not all, but many educators, not just public, private schools too, you're seeing this ugly philosophy being spread. Lou, what better way to take the attention off of the failures of education over the decades, despite spending billions of dollars in the United States, trillions in the United States, billions in New York State alone? What better way to throw off the subject, Lou, than changing the discussion to critical race theory instead of better ways of running our schools? I'm telling you, I'm not a conspiracy guy, Lou, but it looks like an ugly, stupid little hoax cooked up overseas in some foreign capital. I'm not crazy enough to believe that, Lou. Unfortunately, Lou, we have enough crazy people in the United
States
to cook this up ourselves with some good funding from some really overly compensated money traders and speculators in real estate and currencies. And you know who I'm talking about. In any case, this is the Steve Mayo, Lou Felicione Show on WVOX 1460 AM. We talk about everything under the sun, but we start locally, and let's go to our first caller. Hello, Larry.
Yeah, hi, guys. Nice show as always. I like the topic.
Thank you, Larry. Amazing, isn't it?
Yeah,
amazing.
No, it's disgusting. It's not amazing. And, you know, Steve, listen, we're at war right now. We're on the verge of losing this country. A lot of people don't understand that. I mean, they've attacked every facet of our institution. They want to defund the police. They want to take away the police. We have open borders. We have rampant crime. They want to tear down our history that they started with the statues. And this is all adding up to, you know, like a revolution. What has to happen is, I know we're at war. I'm sure you know we're at war. But who are we fighting? Who are these woke idiots? They need to be exposed so we know who to go after.
I agree with you. It's inexplicable. The Democrats, you know, look to their credits, the American system at work, whether you think the election was stolen in parts, or simply controversy everywhere without a doubt, and stolen some places without a doubt. It's been that way as long as the Republic's existed. There's been corruption. But the Democrats got their victory. Most Republicans, conservatives, middle-of-the-roaders, accept the victory. We don't fight about yesterday's battles anymore. We look forward. Instead of uniting us, as Biden said he would, he's talking now about the new threat, white supremacy, Larry. White supremacy, is that what you and I and the Republicans and conservatives stand for? Amazing,
yeah,
isn't it?
You know, this whole racial thing, you know, it's an old expression, divide and conquer.
Exactly.
There's no racism. There's just as much racism on the other side as there on this side.
And
it doesn't affect the country. I don't hate any blacks. You don't hate any blacks. I don't hate any Jews. Everybody's my friend. And I think that's how 98% of America is. And, you know, everybody's believing the crap that the liberal media is throwing out. But, Steve, we need to identify who these woke idiots
and
are.
Let's identify who in the media is ignoring this real story. Larry, if you care to, stay over the break. This is the Mayo Feliciano Show here on WVOX. Keep your dial where it is. We'll be right back after these commercial messages.
National news. Here is the latest update from Fox News Radio on 1460 WVOX.
Fox News, I'm Rich Dennison. After the NATO summit in Brussels today, President Biden said he's going to make it clear to Russian President Vladimir Putin this week that there are areas the White House and the Kremlin can cooperate if he chooses.
If he chooses not to cooperate and acts in a way that he has in the past relative to cybersecurity and some other activities, then we will respond. We're responding kind.
The president is scheduled to meet with Putin in Geneva on Wednesday. President Biden today also urging more Americans to get vaccinated against COVID-19.
We have plenty vaccination, plenty of sites.
The CDC reports just over 52% of Americans have gotten at least one vaccine dose as the administration pushes to hit 70% by the 4th of July. America's listening to Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. There is always someone doing something stupid somewhere. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Join me, Jason Chaffetz, every Wednesday as I shed light on the news and make some predictions along the way. You never know who will drop in. Subscribe now on FoxNewsPodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
Connect to Fox News Audio and the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Fallon, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now.
Now, WVOX traffic.
Continued heavy traffic in both directions on the Cross Bronx Expressway. Over at the New York State Thruway, we're slowing down right about 230th Street. Over at the Sawmill River Parkway, you're going to find some slow traffic on the approach to the connector for the Cross County Parkway. Hutchinson River Parkway slowing down about Wolf's Lane on past the Cross County Parkway. And then you're going to hit the brakes again at Hutchinson Avenue. In the traffic center, I'm Lisa Ruffman for 1460 WVOX.
Everything you need to get started in the morning.
Every morning.
Good morning, Westchester, with Dennis and Tony. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9, right here on 1460 WVOX.
1460 WVOX.
This is the Feliciano Mayo Show right here on WVOX 1460 AM. The call-in number, 914-636-0110. We've been talking about my, unfortunately, favorite subject lately, which to me is the indoctrination of our schools. Instead of talking about the three R's, and I don't think, Lou, education has to be that dumb and plain and simple. If we can talk about controversial subjects, but the danger is once you get into these politically and culturally sensitive subject areas, you risk the intrusion of wild theories right now just of the left. I'm sorry, dear audience. I don't know why it's only the left that's bringing this stuff in.
Why put all this stuff in a third grader's head? Why put this? I was worrying what Mickey Mantle was doing when I was in the third grade. I mean, why put all these guilt trips on kids that are in third and fourth grade or whatever? Your ancestors were bad. You know you have to learn. You can't graduate unless you learn about certain histories and this and that. Why do this to the kid?
Lou,
they're creating more of a problem than helping a problem.
Absolutely. Lou, Larry, I believe this is going to backfire. I think ultimately the American public, not just the conservatives, the right wing, but the moderate Democrats, even the mild left wing of the party, is going to say, you know what, this is too much. We need our kids prepared for the global competition. India and China turn out more engineers than we do. Instead of talking about the three R's and then some, and some pretty complex subjects they're covering in the lower grades, they're talking about gender and identity, a sex change, and your favorite pronoun for yourself. Larry, I heard this last week in public.
I saw on the TV the other day, they were teaching first graders about masturbation. I mean, what the hell is going on here? You know what? I want to get back to that. We have to identify who these people are because they're hiding like cowards behind the doors.
Yep.
But they're being very effective. You know what? They're bankrupt in this country, too, with all these free giveaway programs. It's more advantageous to stay home and not work, and it's killing all the businesses. So they're bankrupt in the country. These people are not being identified. The schools, I saw on the news yesterday, one school removed all the holidays. So there's no more Christmas, no more 4th of July, no more any holidays. Erase our history and teach and jam everything down the kids' throats.
Larry, I'm afraid that's what it's coming to.
Reagan was 100% right. He said, we're one generation away from losing our freedom.
It seems like half a generation. Larry, thank you for continuing the conversation. And we have other callers, but please call again. Always a pleasure hearing from Larry.
Thank you, Larry.
Lou, I got to tell you, an audience, it is a very dangerous time when you go to a school board meeting, Lou, and you're not hearing about real progress. In fact, let's face it, Lou, in the last year, there's been a lot of lack of progress in education because the schools have largely been closed, whether it's hybrid or remote, partly remote and partly in person, whatever it is, without blaming anybody. It was a horrible pandemic. Let's face it, it was not business as usual. Instead of talking about uniting and doing better and making up for lost time, we're hearing more and more discussion about what pronoun to use for yourself. Lou, I'll just tell you one quick anecdote. Last week's meeting in Lakeland School District, which is the northwestern corner of Westchester County, actually spills over into Putnam County. I saw a young kid, a fine-looking young kid. I'd like to tell you it was a girl or a boy. I don't know what it was. All I can tell you was, and I'm not being crude and rude here, I'm just saying, introduced by the mother, told to the audience by the mother that the child was considering gender reclassification. This was said in public. I got nauseous myself, and I said, this is not suitable for public consumption. Has anybody asked this kid what the kid wants? No. The mother, presuming to act as his or her guidance counselor, you know what? It's child abuse, plain and simple. And this was in front of an audience of 150 to 200 people. This is the new norm for public schools. I'm telling you, this is going to end badly unless the public speaks up. The black and white and everybody in between and on the fringes public speaks up, Lou, because it's going to cause the end of public education, or it's going to cause the cleansing of education so that you can't talk about anything other than numbers, multiplication tables, and dictionaries. That's how bad it's going to become, because there's going to be a snapback. And that's if it ends out, that's if it ends up mild, Lou. I have a feeling, though, there could be absolute restrictions in subject matter in the public schools. And some people are going to say, Lou, mark my words, if you can advocate Marxism and sexual theories while fairly new and trend-breaking sexual approaches to life and language, you're going to risk the reintroduction of religious education into schools. Several parents
well,
I met
Steve,
at that meeting.
When is this going to stop? I want to be a dog. I want to be a horse.
No, but listen.
When is this going to stop? It's getting too crazy now.
One woman at the end of her presentation started praying to Jesus. And I have to tell you, I'm fine with Jesus. Good man. I'm okay with Islam. My training is Jewish and Judaism. But I'm telling you, there's going to be a reaction against this mad theory of the left, and it's going to turn ugly because you are going to see a reaction against free thinking and the reintroduction of some old theories such as public religious education, which I have always been opposed to. I don't think it belongs in public schools. But what do you do when your kid is being taught socialism, Leninism, Bolshevism in public schools? And their accompanying sexual theories.
It's no place for it, Steve. No place at all.
It's going to end bad. Let's get to our next caller. Hello, Lorraine.
Hello. I just wanted to comment on something Larry said about the school district in New Jersey that's erasing all the holidays on their calendar and just calling them days off. I truly think that our children are being robbed of being curious. I mean, what's wrong with a child going home and saying, oh, tomorrow we're off because it's such and such. Is it a religious holiday? What's that religion about? Or
yes.
Even asking the teacher about that. I mean,
yeah.
It's going to be such a bland type of education.
How about in the South where Northerners, because most of these elite groups and these wild trend-setting educational theorists are from the North and
yes.
from our better universities. How about when they start removing, as they've begun, statues of Robert E. Lee and other heroes, regional heroes? Don't you think it's better?
Columbus.
And Columbus, too, more significant because I have a special love for Christopher Columbus. And I mean it really and truly in my New York City public school education. He was a hero to us. Lorraine, what's going to happen when they start telling these districts you can't worship or respect these American heroes anymore? It's not going to end pretty. It's going
no.
to be ugly,
no.
and it's cultural imperialism of the worst type.
Now, I just have to tell you something. On the agenda for tomorrow night, City Council, they're going to set a date for next month for a public hearing to change the zoning, starting on Echo, going down to Lefevre Lane. So it has everything to do with the developer.
Okay, so please explain the relevance to it, because I'm not getting the timeliness of this. Why is this happening now?
Because it's the summer, and
okay.
probably not that many
no,
people
I understand.
Are around.
But what is the devious design here? What is the machine's interest in advancing this agenda now? What's their ultimate goal?
Well, I'm sure the developer wants it so that they can proceed, Twining can proceed, and also with the home rule that Otis brought forth about being commercial property
thank you for raising the armory. Absolutely. Well, that to me was the ugliest performance by our state delegation in the Albany legislature, where they are picking up the lead of the city hall machine and ignoring our traditions and our history with the naval armory and trying to speed up this basic theft of a public treasure for the private profit of a developer and who knows which politicians.
Is benefiting from it. But the thing is, what I don't understand, you have four new people, except for Liz, four new council people who have no idea what the people want as far as even development goes, let alone the armory. And they vote, yes, let the home rule go through. They didn't even question why the public did not speak about it or you know, present anything. I called Steve Otis. He said he told City Hall that the citizens have to be involved.
What did he tell them?
Pardon me?
I'd like to know what he told them. Go ahead. Do what you want.
Steve Otis said he told City Hall, I could say it, Nome, that the public has to be involved with this home rule, and it did not have to go through today. I guess, this week or last week. It could have waited until January.
Then what? Why did he and Mayer sponsor the legislation? Or sign the legislation? They did vote for it. It passed.
They did. Now, yes, but now Cuomo passed. Has to sign it.
And what are the odds of him acting boldly and risking his supposed base? What's his today? What's his base today? Female rights abusers? What is his political
yes,
base?
I guess so. I mean, it's just pathetic. Steve, it's so upsetting and pathetic, and I feel the developer, when I called Twining, they knew everything that was going on.
Oh, they're fully aware. The New Rochelle public isn't aware.
No.
Lorraine, can you stay over the break? I'd like to continue on this trajectory. The sickening, hard, leftward turn of City Hall politics. Lou and Steve and Lorraine on WVOX back after this break.